Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A federal judge in Florida says the federal mask mandate on public transportation and airplanes is unlawful. The court has ruled the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention exceeded its authority and failed to follow proper procedures in issuing the rule. The mask mandate on planes, trains, and buses was due to expire today, but last week the CDC extended the requirement until May 3rd to allow more time to study the Omicron subvariant behind the surge in new COVID-19 cases in parts of the U.S., especially in the Northeast. Drugmaker Johnson & Johnson has agreed to a $99 million settlement with the state of West Virginia over the pharmaceutical giant's alleged role in the opioid crisis. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's June Loeffler has more.
Johnson & Johnson said it would pay billions of dollars to end lawsuits across the nation. But West Virginia did not sign on to that deal. Instead, the state took on the drug maker alone. West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey says that's why the state will receive twice as much as it would have from the national settlement.
That's because of all the work we're doing out of this office to argue that settlement should be based on severity, not based on population.
According to the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics, West Virginia has the highest rate of drug overdose deaths of any state. For NPR News, I'm June Loeffler in Charleston, West Virginia.
Another day of violence in Ukraine, Russia launching missile strikes that hit the western city of Lviv, which is crowded with people displaced by the war. At least 7 people were killed. Here's NPR's Brian Mann.
The Russian missiles slammed into civilian areas of Lviv. The city had been viewed as a relatively safe haven in this war-torn country. Valentina Zhiboranska said the missile attack left her uncertain where to go. We are in despair, she said. We do not know what to do and how to get back home. The mayor of Lviv released a statement saying Russia hopes to intimidate Ukraine with these attacks. Russian officials, meanwhile, released a statement claiming they targeted roughly 300 military installations across Ukraine. Fighting also continues in the devastated city of Mariupol, where a small group of Ukrainian soldiers has refused to surrender despite being surrounded for days. Brian Mann, NPR News, Southern Ukraine.
The Israeli military says it has intercepted a rocket fired from Gaza, Palestinian territory controlled by Hamas. Sirens reportedly went off outside the Gaza border. The Associated Press cites a local radio station in reporting a possible explosion. There were no immediate reports of casualties, damage, or claim of responsibility for the rocket launch. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 22 points at last glance at 34,470. This is NPR News. There's political chaos in Pakistan's most powerful province, Punjab. The governor there is refusing to swear in the newly elected chief minister. NPR's Zia Hadid reports from Islamabad. It reflects political tension in all of Pakistan.
After weeks of tensions and brawls, lawmakers voted to elect Hamza Sharif as Punjab's new chief minister. It's Pakistan's most populous province and an economic powerhouse. The new chief minister is the son of the current prime minister, Shehbaz Sharif. But the governor is loyal to the ousted former prime minister and he's refusing to swear in Hamza Sharif. Imran Khan was forced out of power earlier this month. He accuses his rivals of acting on Washington's orders. His supporters also blame the army. And at his most recent rally, Khan accused rivals of intending to rig the upcoming election, laying the groundwork for him to refuse the results if they aren't in his favour. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
The Democratic-led House Select Committee that's investigating last year's insurrection at the U.S. Capitol still has a long to-do list before it holds public hearings. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports those hearings could get pushed to later this summer.
Committee Chairman Benny Thompson and other panel members had hoped to begin sharing their findings with the public in May. But Thompson says it's possible that those hearings could now get pushed to June. The panel still has some key depositions scheduled this month before setting plans for hearings and eventually issuing findings through a series of reports.
That's NPR's Claudia Grisales reporting. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.